Hello, today is 19 December 2018 and we are waiting for the 2019. It left only 11 days or 12 days only. Today I would like to talk about the virtual compass. Let tell me something about the virtual compass. Virtual compass is when there is no classroom or a classroom without a blackboard or desk, and students do not need any printed book or writing pad or pencil, etc. They only need a laptop or an iPad. Sometimes you might be thrilled to imagine that you have asked a question to your teacher and he will answer the question while he is flying from in a Boeing from Dubai to Dhaka. These all are the possible in a virtual compass in the system of e-learning. No kidding. For quite a long time, educationists have been utilized the advantage of computer technology. A social network service have a huge potential to help educationists in this sector. They have access to millions of people worldwide. Educationists have noticed that a large number of social network users come from young generation who especially belong to students community. So, side by side with computer assistance, teaching, learning sector, online education programs are evolving fairly rapidly to assist conventional educational system is that e-learning. We may confuse distance education or computer-based learning or computer assistance training or even online education programs with e-learning. But we should be cautious about the mix-up. What happened in an online education program? Maybe you get some materials online from your tutor. Maybe you submit your assignment through email. Or even you may take your test online. But there must be some conventional campus, a department, an institution from where your certificate will come. But in e-learning, as said by global e-learning guardian, e-learning guru, Dr. Badrul Eskhan, every step since a registration, admission, classroom, entry, exit, classwork, attendance, discussion with course material, coursemates, feedbacks, exams, and finally certification must take place electronically through computer and the internet technology in a virtual campus. Everything is digitalized and educated by a system called Learning Management System, LMS. So, online education program blend various components of e-learning. The revolutionary concept of e-learning is already in a practice space in many parts of the world. Professor Khan has developed a framework and important literatures on e-learning which have been praised by pundits worldwide, including from Bangladesh. Professor Khan is especially enthusiastic about the prospect of e-learning in Bangladesh. How do you feel if Bangladesh completes establishing South Asia's first virtual university? Won't it be a pioneer step for us in the world of e-learning? Let's keep our fingers crossed. Let me something to say about Dr. Khan. He was born and graduated in Bangladesh. Dr. Badrul Islam Khan, Badrul Hussain Khan, was a professor at George Washington University and the University of Texas, USA. He is one of the celebrated theorists in the field of e-learning. So you can feel proud as a people of Bangladesh, as a Bangladeshi people, as a Bengali broadly, to become from the country where he was born, brought up, and he bore our name and fame towards the world. We hope this project of e-learning will be spread all over the world, and with the technological support, with the support of internet, people can access from every age and from every color, from every caste, sex, religions in the e-learning project, and they will be benefit, and the whole world became under the e-learning prospects in e-learning project, then the people all will become the educated, and the persecution, the tyranny, the inhuman activities, all these bad habits and bad practices will be gone for you, and we will able to stand in future in the age of peace and prosperous passion, compassion and harmony.